I'd say it's time to get down. Time to hit the town.
Okay, get ready. It's going down.
You want to get down? Good.
Who wants to try to get it down?
Get ready to get pumped.
Tell her we're ready to get down with it.
Time to get down to the chill out.
Get down, get down, get down!
Who's up for getting down?
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Oh, thank goodness for Johnny. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, hold on. I got a frog in my throat already. Hold on. Oh, that's much better. Hey, good morning. Thank you. Johnny O brought in a space heater for me this morning so this studio can finally be warm. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Next time, could you get one that's not as noisy so we don't get any background noise? But I still appreciate it. That's the important thing. All right, incredible show for you today. I know snowmageddon and it's ice and it's cold and so many places are cold, but not radio stations. We are here live and dangerously local for you because that's just how we roll. Also, it's the way that ODOT rolls. We've got the main guy at ODOT for the media, press secretary. What is your official title again, Matt? What is that again?
Press secretary.
Okay, press secretary. This is the guy. Okay, this is the guy. He's a recovering broadcaster. Don't hold that against him. We reached out to him here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Our people reached out to his people and said, we need to do a power lunch or something, get him on the air here, because everybody in the valley is going to want to know about ODOT and the roads and everything else. And Matt Bruning, God rest him, God bless his soul, not God rest him, God bless his soul, said first, go Hoosiers, we're national champs. And then he said, sure, I'll come on. So first, congratulations for the Hoosiers national champs. I can't believe it. By the way, it would not have happened had you not had that incredible West Virginia quarterback, the quarterback for WVU Mountaineers, for the Hoosiers. You owe a big debt of gratitude to WVU and the Mountaineers. Do you even understand that?
You're not wrong. You're absolutely right.
Of course I'm right. That's why I said it.
Kurt Cinetti's a West Virginia guy. I mean, there's all kinds of connections. And so, yes, you're right. I mean, thank you, West Virginia.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No question about it. So, Matt Bruning, again, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it greatly. The condition of the roads throughout the state and primarily here in the Upper Ohio Valley, what are we looking at here?
Well, things are improving, and I'm using air quotes, which I'm sure you can see here. You know, they're certainly still awful across a good portion of the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, we're dealing with a very intense winter storm that dumped a lot of snow on the entire state. We're also dealing with very cold temperatures, and as you know, Dimitri, you know, our main weapon of choice when it comes to winter storms is salt. Rock salt is what we use. That rock salt is less effective when temperatures get below 20 degrees, and we're well below that, and we're going to stay well below that for some time. So we'll mix in things to try to activate that salt at lower temperatures, but it's just going to take longer to get stuff cleaned up than it would if it were, say, in the mid-20s. So, you know, our crews have been on the road for the last couple of days around the clock. They don't stop. They don't take a break. And they'll continue to do that until the job is done.
Okay. So what about calcium chloride? I use that in my driveway, and that's much better than salt, it seems.
Yeah, we'll mix in calcium chloride or magnesium chloride. There's a couple of products that use the byproducts from sugar beets, believe it or not, that actually works at lower temperatures. So, you know, each of our county garages has different tools in the tool belt. So, you know, depends on which location you're at, which tool they'll select. But those are the kind of options we have to try to lower the freezing point and you know, make that salt and brine that we use more active at those lower temperatures. But, you know, even then, it still, of course, takes a little more time to get things cleaned up than it would if it were much warmer.
All right, so let's talk about tool belts since you opened the door. District 6, that's ODOT, that's our district, right?
You are actually in District 11.
That's what I meant. 6 and 11, I always get those two confused. Even numbers, odd numbers, vowels, consonants, I don't know. All right, so 11, that's what I meant to say. That's actually what I meant to say. I'm glad you were paying attention. So what kind of tool belt do we have here?
So any of those counties could use those products that I talked about. It's all made at a county-by-county basis. I'm not sure which of the 88 counties choose which, but and some have multiple options, right? Some can use a product called Beet Heat, which is made from the sugar beets. Some use Apex C, which is another product that has some beets in it as well. Others will use the calcium or the magnesium chloride, and then sometimes they have both of those options or a combination of those options. But you know, all of that is mixed in with the salts, either at the salt spinner, or in the case of brine, sometimes they'll mix it in at the brine tank as well and use it for the brine that we use, which is just 23% rock salt, 77% water. And again, all of that is to try to get this stuff to work at those lower temperatures so that we can get those roads cleared up.
Is there some way to quantify the success of the road plowing and the treatment, for example? Do you have some type of a formula that gauges snow and ice and water and everything else so that we can quantify it to say, yes, we're that much more successful today because we got 85% because of this formula as opposed to that, or is it all just anecdotal?
It's pretty anecdotal. I mean, the measuring stick that we use to get the success rate of our people and our crews is for our primary routes, we want to get those back up to speed within 2 hours of the end of a storm. Our secondary routes, we want to get back up to speed within 4 hours of the end of a storm. And we hit that goal 99.3% of the time last winter. So we're pretty good at it once the snow stops and moves on. This one, I would imagine, we're going to struggle with just because, again, these really cold temperatures severely impact the ability of our crews to get back down to bare pavement and get those roads back up to speed. I mean, I'm looking at the OGO map this morning, and I'm seeing a lot of yellows and reds across the state, and that's to be expected on a day like this.
What does that mean in English?
The other thing is,
in English, what does that mean?
It means, well, just like with a traffic signal, right? You know, yellow means slow and red means stop. So we're seeing a lot of stop and slow on the map across the state of Ohio today. But one thing that I would say also with the timeline of this particular storm, you know, the snow really stopped and moved out of Ohio yesterday evening, right?
Yes.
Before it started getting dark, or really even a little after it got dark. And of course, the temperature goes down after it gets dark. So, you know, we were, any warmth, and I use that term loosely, any warmth that we would have had yesterday was quickly lost, and the temperature continues to go down. I mean, just even the time I've been talking to you here at my house in Chillicothe, we've gone from 11 to 9. So, you know, it's just going to make it harder for these crews to get this, you know, residual snow and ice off the roadways.
Wait a minute. Your house in Chillicothe went from 11 to 9?
Well, not inside the house.
I was going to say, jeez, man,
yeah.
Pay that bill.
You know I'm cheap, but I got to at least keep the heat on a little bit.
Well, yeah,
right?
You've got three kids, of course.
Absolutely. Put on a sweater, kids. Come on.
That's jeez. Before I forget, what the hell's a Hoosier?
Hoosier is something that wins the national championship in football.
Yeah, okay. And before it was winning national championships in football, what's a Hoosier?
No,
what the hell is that?
They were someone who won 5 national championships in basketball. No, there are a lot of stories about what a Hoosier is.
I'm going to walk over there to Chillicothe.
I don't think anybody really, really knows. One of my favorites was, you know, it was the frontier, Indiana's the frontier, and there were a lot of French settlers who had a very thick accent. And when they would walk through the forest, they would hear somebody up ahead, or they would see a cabin up ahead, and they would yell, "Who's there?"
Hmm.
And of course, with that thick accent, it came out as Hoosier.
Yeah.
Oh, and it just stuck.
Yeah. Those.
I don't know what it actually meant.
Okay. That's all you had to say right from the beginning. I don't know. Instead of trying to come up with something that might or might not be true, just say, "Hey, I don't know. I'm only the press secretary."
Well, it's more fun to have a good story behind it, though, right? You would have never heard about the French settlers had I just said, "I don't know."
I don't care about them. So apparently you were whining this morning on Facebook. I had a couple of reporters reach out missing my reports notes for AM Sorry. So here you go. In the last 24 hours, our ODOT crews across the state have covered 180,000 miles. That's 7 trips around the globe, or 16 round trips from New York City to Los Angeles. If you drove 70 miles per hour nonstop, it would take you 7 years to go 180,000 miles.
Well, I did screw up the math on that. It's 107 days. So you get into communications to do math, but 70 miles an hour, it would take you 107 days to go 180,000 miles.
Because this says 7 years.
I know. Refresh your page. You'll see it. I fell on my sword of bad math.
We have the highest standards here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, especially for math.
At least corrected you right away. You know?
No. I was going to correct you right away. This is how it works here. Nice try. Nice jujitsu move. I'll use that against you.
It's still your fault. You know this, right?
Of course. All right, fine. We had 34 plows struck. We had 34 plows struck before the storm. What does that mean?
So when this storm started, we were at 34. That number has gone up. I'm still trying to get all of the numbers from all the counties. You know, these don't get reported up, you know, right away, because a lot of them are very minor damage to our plow. So the plow gets turned around and put right back into service.
Oh, a car.
And
a
then
car
the report
struck,
gets filled out.
A
so,
car.
But, I mean, we've had a handful of them struck over the last day or so.
All right. Your plow trucks were struck by vehicles as they were out on the road.
Correct.
All right. You might want to add that here so people understand. My God, you need an editor. Jeez Louise. Anyway, so more live.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like somebody hit it with a stick or something.
Well, I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to help you raise your game, like I've been trying to help you raise. I've been trying to help you raise your game with your young daughter, parenting skills, and apparently it's just falling on deaf ears. Absolutely falling on deaf ears. All right, so. In this area, would you say that 70 and 7 are now in good shape because of ODOT?
I would say they're in better shape. I mean, we really don't have that many roads at this point across anywhere in the state of Ohio that's in good shape. We're probably several hours from that. I mean, you know, but I pull up the traffic cameras on ogo.com, which is OHGO.com. Anybody can do that. I do see bare pavement on I-70, for example, at the camera west of State Route 7, looking out into Belmont County. I see some bare pavement out there at 470 and Mall Road as well. But again, don't let that lull you into a false sense of security. Oh, well, I can go the speed limit. Or maybe you're getting ready to go to work this morning and you're listening to us and you're thinking, well, I'll just leave at the time I left on Friday. Don't do that. Even that bare pavement is going to have some slick spots on it. You're going to find some slushy areas. You know, you're going to have to slow down. You are not going to be going the speed limit, or you shouldn't be going the speed limit this morning. That's just, you know, the roads just are too dangerous for that right now. So you just have to slow down and take more time to get where you need to go.
My sources tell me that even with the best snow tires, the ones from Finland where they have like fantastic snow tires, even those are not very good when it comes to ice. If you're hitting ice, good luck. Doesn't matter what kind of snow tire you have. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, ice is the great equalizer, right? I mean, I tell people all the time, four-wheel drive will help you go. Nothing going to help you stop.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. I think we have a lot of people who maybe overestimate their vehicle's ability or maybe their driving abilities. They go too fast for the conditions. And in fact, I was told this morning of one of our snowplow trucks that got struck by a driver who admitted he was driving too fast for the conditions. We just need people to be patient. Allow that extra time to reach your destination. Again, it is just not worth it to go too fast and try to get someplace at the same time you did on Friday. It's just not going to happen. And it's better for you to go slow, take it slow, and get there in a safe manner versus trying to hurry and get there in an unsafe manner.
Yeah. In fact, even though it pains me, I'm going to give you a compliment, ODOT, a compliment. Driving in today, once I got off the county road and onto 70, 70 was great.
Mm-hmm.
70 was great, and I got off on 470. That was great. And then as soon as I got some of these back roads, the conditions went way down. But I didn't get stuck. I didn't spin out or anything like that. But I've always had very, very, very good luck with ODOT. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and I know what PennDOT is like, and it's just a friggin' nightmare. West Virginia Division of Highways is a bit better, but ODOT to me is the gold standard. I'm not blowing smoke here. It is the gold standard, and yet again today on 70, and then on 470 at the St. C. Suicide Split going down the hill there, it was all fine. You guys did a very, very good job. So we got to take a short break here. If you can answer yes or no, probably the most important question is this. Have you cleared the snow and ice off of your precious roundabouts?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right, more with our very special guest, Matt Bruning. He is press secretary for ODOT, for the entire state. And he came on here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, to talk with you, to give you the latest information regarding our roads. More with him in just a bit. And he did acknowledge that WVU Mountaineers, that quarterback, was the main reason the Hoosiers won.